Okay, so let's start by listening to the sound of the bell. Finally, I understand her English. I don't know her Japanese, you know. Okay, so let's start. Like as we did yesterday, I'll just give a talk. Then later, let's have a question and answer session. You know? But so yesterday, we just talked about ego and dimension X. No? Maybe already I explained you why I'm using the word dimension X. No? Because, of course, dimension X has many, many names, which especially your ancestors gave lots of names to it. And, of course, I know them. I know these names in Sanskrit, in English, and also in Chinese and in Japanese, you know? But I don't want to use them. I don't want to use them. Because once I use it, immediately people try to understand it just only by concept, you know? And maybe some people say, that's what appears in such and such a sutra, such and such a pages, like that. You know, I know you know so much. But probably you don't know what these words mean. It's just like a dimension. So we really have to go to this dimension. You know? So, today, maybe some of you still have some kind of doubt about this, because some more famous Vipassana teachers, they don't talk about the dimension X. You know? Why? You know? I will explain about this. You know? So, dimension of our ordinary mind and dimension X, there is no direct path. It's not like, we can walk from A to B. We cannot go like that. You know, if we can go like this, then very easy. Okay, you know, let's walk and then we start from dimension A, and then little by little coming closer to dimension X, and finally we arrive at dimension X. You know, actually, it's not like that. There is no path between these two. Why? Because it's a different dimension. So, what you can do is is just jump. Jump. Jump, you know. You cannot walk like this. So, then, like many teachers, they have also jumped from A to B. Then they discovered truth in this dimension X. You know? Then what happened to them? They became very desperate. And Buddha's story is very famous. Maybe you know that, you know? Buddha, you know? He suffered a lot when he was prince of Kingdom Shakya. You know, almost living in east side of Nepal, you know? Lumbini, you know? Kapilavastu. Well, you can still go to Kapilavastu near Lumbini. Yeah, I went there with my Japanese Sangha. I don't know, 2018 or something like that, you know? And Kapilavastu, maybe you know Nepal, right? Nepal, you know, it's almost same as 2,500 years ago, you know? Scenery is almost same. So that's why we know, oh, in this kind of environment, Prince Siddhartha grew up. Yes. You know? In Tokyo, it's impossible. You know? Tokyo is totally different, you know? But Kapilavastu, it's still, you can see it. You know? Then anyway, Prince Siddhartha left Royal Palace, and then he went to the forest and 6 years, and he did everything, you know? Because India at that time, it's, of course, many religious traditions are flourishing, you know? And he learned a lot from other teachers. While he learned everything, but he could not be satisfied. This is not what I'm looking for, you know. And he immediately entered into the jhana. Jhana is a meditative state. You know, usually there are eight degrees of jhana, and he immediately entered into the eighth one, deepest one. You know, but this is not the solution which he was looking for. You know, then he left this religious group, and then he practiced just by himself 6 years. Then finally, when he was 35, you know, it's a small village in Buddhagaya. Not Buddha guys, almost tourist place, you know, over there, you know, tourist place. He sat down under the Bodhi tree, and he found the truth. It means he went to dimension X. Then what happened to him? Despair. Why? Because, as I said, it's jump. It's not like a walking, you know. It's just walking. Okay, Michelle, let's walk together or like that, you know. Well, we cannot say that. So then, yes, I found finally the truth which I was looking for, you know. But look at the people in this world. I know they cannot understand this. It's impossible to teach this to them. Nobody listens to me. Maybe some people listen to me, but some all of them, nobody can come to this dimension X because it needs some kind of jump. You know? So, but Buddha is okay. Why? Because then he's maybe from now I just live alone and keeping my truth just by myself. You know? Then maybe you know some deity appeared. Please, please. Prince Siddhartha. No. He is not anymore Prince Siddhartha. He is now Buddha. Buddha means awakened one. Awakened one. You know? So, Buddha, no, please never give up. Please teach the truth you just found, you just discovered to the people who are suffering. Oh, no, it's impossible. No, they don't listen to me, you know. They don't understand me or like that. No. Yes, maybe most of people are not ready for it. But still, there must be some people, you know, whose obstruction is not so big, not so strong. You know, then they would understand you. You know? So Buddha changes his mind. And then, I used to work with five bhikkhus together. And I heard they are living in near Sarnath, you know, near Varanasi. Varanasi and Sarnath, you know. And then maybe they practiced very hard with me, but I left them. But maybe they are the people who might understand me, you know. So that's why Buddha walked from Buddhagaya to Sarnath. It's actually long distance. Yeah, of course we use, of course, bus, you know, but still, how many hours, long time. Of course, by walking, it took long time, you know, but anyway, he arrived at Sarnath, and he met his old friends, you know. Then, first, they refused Buddha. But they could not refuse anymore because Buddha was shining. Obviously shining. You know? Then Buddha explained the truth which he found under the Bodhi tree in Buddhagaya. Then one person got it. Second person got it. So five of them just got it. Why? Because they are not ordinary people. Of course, they are also practitioners. They are practicing very hard. You know, that's why they could understand it. You know, so from that, Buddha's activity started. Teaching activity started like that. So it means maybe not only Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, there are many people who found truth, but he gave up. They gave up to teach because they knew it's too difficult. You know, it's not like getting lots of knowledge and finally I got it. It's not like that. You know? Not by just by intellectual understanding. Not by that. No? We really have to jump from A to B. Ordinary dimension to dimension X. You know? So, that's why Shakyamuni Buddha was very special. he found the truth. Not only he just found the truth, but he did not give up to teach this truth to other people. You know? So please understand this point. First, it's very difficult to teach. And many people actually gave up. But Shakyamuni Buddha, he did not give up. That's why he is very special. You know? And then only these five monks who used to practice with Prince Siddhartha, they could understand. You know? Because they are ready for it. You know? So what does it mean for to us? You know? First, we cannot move to dimension X like by walking like this, from A to B. Not like we can go to Kalimpong by walking, you know, by if we walk it takes a lot of time. Well, we can go to the car by car. But still anyway we can go to the Kalimpong by walking. You know? But we cannot move to dimension X just by walking. There's some kind of jump. That's why it's very difficult. But at the same time, if you are ready, then you can jump it. So it means five monks who used to practice with Prince Siddhartha, they are ready. That's why they could jump. So it means we need two elements, like a preparation, and we should be ready. Then second is more important. It's a jump, like that. Okay? So, like a that's why teachers who found this truth by himself usually use two kind of methods. Do you understand? Two kind of method. One is to make people prepare, to make people be ready for something. Okay? The second one is more direct. Make people jump it. Jump it. Both. You know? So, real skillful teachers, they know people's mind, people's ability, you know? And people's weak point. They know very well. You know? That's why they never say, oh, just jump, you know? It's impossible. It's impossible. Maybe they might say to a very special person, yes, just jump it. No, that's it. You know? And then very special person visited this master. Then he was told, just jump. Then jump it. That's it. You know, there are many kind of stories like this. You know? But in most cases, they are not like that. First, just preparation. We should be ready for it. Then jump it. Okay? So, that's why. Because now in this retreat, I'm talking about dimension X. Why? Because now I can see Indian people, not only Indian people, Japanese people also. I don't know Western people, you know. Recently, I don't have a relationship with Western people. I mainly, of course, in living in Japan, and once a year I come to India, but for 3 years I couldn't come, you know. So, as far as I see Japanese situation and Indian situation. Now I can talk about this dimension X. Or I should talk about dimension X because you are ready for it. You know? But as I said, we need two methods. And first method is to make people prepare, to make people be ready for it. You know? So because you, people are just, living in a very, luxurious lifestyle or miserable lifestyle or even committing crime or like that, you know. So they are not ready for meditation at all, you know. So then that's why first teacher have to teach stop doing such a silly things, stupid things, you know. Just look at you. Look at you. What do you find? Yes, you always want something. You always hate something. Okay? Right? Lots of wanting, lots of hating, you know. Then what happens? If you want something, it's endless. You hate something, it's also hateless, you know. And that's why this wanting, liking, and disliking are the cause of your suffering. You know? I think this is an extremely powerful teaching for the people. Yeah, because people used to think, you know, because I couldn't get that one, or because I could not leave that one, I'm so unhappy, you know. I like that. So the cause of our unhappiness exists outside of us, right? Then we do our best to get that. We do our best to fight against that, you know. So, like that. So most of people's life is filled with this kind of two things, wanting and hating, fighting against, you know. But then, just stop it, stop it, stop it. Just look at your mind. Yeah, look at your very strong desire, very strong hatred, you know. This very strong desire, very strong hatred. And they are cause of your suffering, you know, then many people, yes, it's true, you know. So Master, how can I be free from this liking and disliking, you know? Okay. Then, you know, you should observe. Maybe body sensation is good. You know, you should observe your body sensation without liking and disliking. Equanimity. You know, equanimity. Then, if something good appears in front of you, don't want it. If something bad, something wrong appears in front of you, don't hate it. Just always non-reaction. Non-reactive, you know? Then liking and disliking are becoming less and less and less. Then you'll be free from liking and disliking. And liking and disliking are the cause of your suffering. That's why you'll be free from your suffering. Sounds perfect, right? Sounds perfect, you know. And these are like right teaching. All the people, you know. Yes. But this teaching is a first method. First method means to make people ready for it. To make people be ready for chanting, you know? Because we cannot say immediately, Misha, you just jump, you know? We cannot say that, you know? But then, first, we need this kind of teaching of Vipassana, you know? So that's why I really appreciated this kind of teaching, and many of you, many people, not only in India, worldwide, you know, they have been practicing this kind of Vipassana, you know, everywhere, like that. It's good, 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 you know? Why good? Because now we know, yeah, this is a problem. Not that, not that, not that, not that. You know, so, because we can concentrate on just this one. Okay? Then what's happened? Then we are facing the fundamental contradiction, you know, which we discussed yesterday, that before yesterday, you know, like that. Okay? But this kind of contradiction, maybe people don't understand immediately, you know. No, that's why, but people can understand liking and disliking are the cause of their suffering. People, many people, if they suffer a lot in their secular world, then they are ready for accepting this kind of teaching. And it looks like many people are accepting this, you know. So it's good, you know. But this fundamental contradiction which we discussed yesterday or the day before yesterday, usually people could not understand, you know. Then when can people understand this? Only after they practice Vipassana for a while, you know. Only then. So that's why I said enlightened teacher use two kinds of method. And first method is like this, exactly like this, you know. And then this first method worked very well. And many people practiced, you know, this Vipassana method. Then what's happened? I know in Japan and India, I have been talking with many meditators, and I judged, yes, people are ready for second one, second method. You know? Why? Because people already practice enough in the first method. Then if you practice enough in the first method, maybe you become very sensitive to this contradiction, you know? Yes, liking and disliking are the cause of trouble, cause of suffering. Then, I hate liking and disliking, you know? I don't like liking and disliking, you know? That's it, you know? Oh my goodness, you are not free from disliking, you know? You dislike liking and disliking, you know? That's it. You know, then people, then usually what do people do? Usually, you know, like if I'm close to this, maybe I like it or I hate it. So that's why I just wanna away from this, you know. Then no stimulation. Then I don't have to react liking and disliking.
Or I just close myself like this, you know? Or I don't want to listen to like this, you know?
So, that's why people just escape from the world. Because as long as people are in the world, world stimulates you, right? Of course, you know? Then if world stimulates you, you will react liking or disliking. And but now already you know liking and disliking are the cause of trouble, cause of suffering. You know? Then try to be try to practice vipassana, and then finally you are stuck. Why? Because I don't like liking and disliking. You know, that's it. So what should you do? You know? Then also, this is a vipassana's contradiction, and Zen contradiction is I explained, you know. Yeah, always we do something for something else. In school, a student study. For what? Of course, for passing the exam. You know, you pass the entrance exam, you know, or university, like that. You know? So, always we are doing something for the sake of other things. You know, we are not studying for the sake of studying. We study for the sake of passing the exam, like that. Okay? So again, this kind of attitude will cause lots of trouble. You know? So that's why we should not do for the sake of something, you know? You know? So that's why we should not meditate even for the sake of enlightenment, you know? We should just do meditation for the sake of meditation, you know? And this is called shikantasa. Shikantasa means just sitting. Just sitting for the sake of sitting. Sounds nice, right? Sounds very nice, right? Yeah, I'm attracted to this kind of idea, you know, also. But again, we are still doing this just sitting things. You know? We cannot escape from doing something for the sake of something. You know? So, like, if we practice a little bit, not a little bit, enough, then we finally will find that we are stuck like a dead end with this fundamental contradiction, you know? Then, that's it, you know? Then, second method. So, second method makes sense only for these people who found themselves just stuck with this fundamental contradiction, you know? So then, teacher clearly see, she is ready, he is ready, they are ready. Or maybe the people in this room, they are, all of you are already ready. Somebody like that. I think this is like we need this kind of step, you know? So India, you needed this fast method. Japan also needed this fast method. And West needed this fast method. But now it's time to go ahead to the second method, you know? Because then this dimension X will become far so important for you, because now you understand. Because I did my best for my vipassana But I'm just stuck. I cannot go ahead anymore. You know? Then, you will notice. Maybe I feel when once in a while I can be equanimous. I'm with perfect equanimity. It's not like I'm suppressing like and dislike, or I should not have like and dislike. Not like that. Without suppression, effortlessly, naturally, I can observe things without any liking and disliking. You know? Effortlessly, naturally, without suppressing, you know? What's that? Once in a while, I was like that. At that time, I felt so free. I was free from anything. And I felt such a strong joy. You know? Like that. So what that? You know, I think, you know, it means you make your liking and disliking like a zero. Maybe not. Maybe not. You are already in a different dimension. You know? Because people didn't know that there's two dimensions. People thought this is only one dimension. You know, that's it. But I have been practicing Vipassana, and I cannot go ahead anymore because I hate liking and disliking, you know. And then this is dislike, you know. But once in a while, actually, without suppressing liking and disliking, I could observe my body sensation, my breathing, you know, with perfect equanimity, you know. What that? It means I succeeded in suppressing liking and disliking. No. Completely no. It means I was in some sort of different dimension. And I didn't know that there is such a kind of dimension. So, that's why I think, you know, I said dimension X. And I said I didn't want to give any name to this, you know. But dimension X, I think most of you, or all of you, I don't know, already knew it. Knew it means maybe already you just touch it. You know? Touch it. But nobody taught you what you are touching. So only you have just memory of touching something. But nobody taught you what you touched. That's why you missed it. But now I'm describing this one, right? Then maybe many of you are thinking, I know it. I know it. Once in a while, I have some memory of touching this. Yes, at that time, I was just observing things without any liking and disliking, but without any suppressing liking and disliking. Then at that time, yes, I know I was not in the same dimension as before. I felt, but I don't know where I was. something like that. Okay? So, that's why, I found this dimension X for many years ago, you know. Well, from the beginning, I touched this dimension X when I was 20. But of course, I didn't know that, you know. So, it seems like Buddhism is dealing with these kind of things. And my Zen master, Uchiyama Roshi, he described this dimension X. Well, of course, he didn't use the word dimension X, you know. But obviously, my Zen master knew this dimension. That's why I decided to become Zen monk, to explore the whole things, you know. But I could not find answer immediately, so that's why I just try and error. So that's why I practice Japanese Zen Buddhism and Myanmar Theravada teaching all like that. And finally, in Myanmar, I found completely, yes, this is dimension X, that's it, you know. Okay, then then I came back to Japan after spending many years in Myanmar, Sri Lanka, and Nepal, you know, Nepal. And I came back to Japan, and then I met Dzogchen Tsenzin Rinpoche, you know, and I discussed with him about this. Then he encouraged me to explore it, because I didn't have any confidence, because nobody taught like that, you know. But I got it. It's sure, but I wasn't so sure this is real, authentic teaching of Buddhism or not. I didn't know it. But Kenzo Rinpoche encouraged me to explore it. Then I explored after I came back to Japan, and finally I made a theory, and not only the theory, but also meditation method, which I'm sharing with you right now, you know. So then I started to teach this dimension X in Japan, but people, because people are not ready for this, you know, because people needed this method one, first method, you know. People are not ready for second method, you know. So that's why I waited, you know. So then many people did Vipassana retreat in India, in Japan, everywhere. Then finally, they are facing this fundamental contradiction of doing Vipassana in dimension A. Then finally, they are ready for listening to me, you know, because I'm showing dimension X, and I'm describing the contradiction. And many of you already know this contradiction, you know. And at the same time, many of you already slightly touching this dimension X, you know. So feeling contradiction and slightly touching dimension X, that's enough. Okay, that's it. Then I'm describing dimension X, and why you felt some kind of contradiction, or some sort of dead end here, I described. And this dimension A, I dimension X, what kind of relationship? It's not like that. But it's completely different dimension, you know. That's why only way of moving from A to X is just only jumping. Okay? But then people are ready. And then for jumping, what do you need? Yes, you need lots of things. You really have to understand the whole picture. Whole picture. Where you are and where you are going to jump to. And can I trust this one? You know? If I jump into something wrong, it's a fatal, you know? Fatal mistake. You know? So that's why you really have to know about this. You know? Then you really need some kind of trust. Trust. Otherwise, you cannot let go of your ego. Because your ego will be most active when you are trying to jump it. Why? Because for your ego, it's fatal. You know? If you jump it, that's it. That is the end of the story for sorry for ego. Of course, ego cannot be with you when you are jumping. It's impossible. Because you say goodbye to your ego, that's why you can jump. You know, but your ego, of course, stick, you know, like this. Don't jump, you know, like that. You know. Then you can really you need some kind of trust and confidence, and if you don't mind the word faith, maybe we need faith. You know, faith is not like a, I don't know, but I believe. Not like that. You know, Jesus resurrected. I don't know, but I believe. This is not faith. You know? As I said, if you really know dimension X, you understand what Jesus is saying. Living people will never die. Dead people will resurrect. Of course, with our ordinary mind, we cannot understand it. Then when our ordinary mind cannot understand it, then we say, yes, I have faith. I have faith in Jesus' words. But faith is not like that. If you really understand dimension X, then we can really understand Jesus' words literally. Yes, living people will never die. Yes, it's true. Dimension X never die. And dead people will resurrect. Resurrect means we thought such and such a person was dead in such and such, you know? But it's misunderstanding. Misunderstanding. He never died. She never died. Looks like he died. It seems like he died. It seems like she died. But not. It's misunderstanding. From dimension X point of view, nobody died. So it means dead people will resurrect, but only one condition. If you believe Jesus means believe this dimension X. Like that. Okay? So, that's why because people are ready, people practice inner vipassana, you know, and then they found fundamental contradiction, and once in a while they already touched dimension X. They could observe things without liking and disliking, without suppressing liking and disliking, you know. But they didn't know where they are. But now I'm showing this, okay? Then you can have a fundamental trust, you know. I'm using the word this, like, now I'm saying dimension X. But usually in Japan, I say this is a blue sky. Blue sky. You know? So this is me as blue sky. The name of this retreat is also me as blue sky. So, until now, you are in this ordinary dimension. But now, you, like a, your true self, is a, belongs to this dimension X. This is the meaning of me as blue sky. And point is, you know it. You knew it. But very vaguely, very vaguely. That's why you could not have any confidence. Maybe then you forget, you forget it. Okay? But now, you know, I think you feel what I'm saying makes sense, right? Yeah, from text point, from sutra's point of view, it makes sense. You know, I can explain the Bible and the Buddhist sutra from this point of view perfectly. Yes, you know. So that's why all sacred teachings are supporting me. You know. But still, you are not free from ordinary idea of this ordinary dimension. You know? That's why you need very strong trust to this blue sky, dimension X. Then you can jump it. And then also you need a little bit special environment in which you can concentrate. You know, like when you are living in a very busy life in Mumbai or Kolkata or like that, a little bit difficult because so many things, you know, smartphone is constantly, you know, ringing and messages are constantly coming, you know, like then it's very difficult. But these 5 days, no smartphone, no SMS, SNS, then you can just concentrate on this, you know. Then don't worry, your ancestors, they knew it. They knew it. You know, I'm not talking about completely new things, you know. I'm talking about just old wisdom, but which you forgot, which we forgot for many, many centuries, you know. Okay. So my point is, enlightened teachers, they knew the people. So that's why they prepared two kinds of method. First method, second method. You know? I think then Indian people, Japanese people, already you practice enough this first method. Then many of you are ready for second method. You know? It's jumping from A to B. Jumping from ordinary dimension to dimension X. Okay. I think it's enough, right? Okay, so, question. Yeah, yes, yes, yes.
How do you know when you have such damaging things? Like, what does it feel like?
Someone asked yesterday. You okay? If you touch it, you know it. Touch it. Yeah. I'm not sure if I touched or not, you know. But you touch, you know it. That's it. So if you don't know it, it means you have not yet touched it. Yeah. So maybe during 5 days, you will touch it. Then you know, yes, that's it. Yes, of course I can describe, but already I have described, you know. But description is just a word, right? I'm just using a word, and I try to describe it, you know. But touching this is just experience. Then you know it, okay? So, as I said, like Vipassana gives a big hint, right? Like Vipassana liking, without liking and disliking, observing things. But until now, this is just objective. I mean, like, yes, I try to make, to have less liking and disliking, and try to observe things objectively. But once in a while, you jump, and without effort, naturally, you are observing things without any liking and disliking. Perfect equanimity. Then, you know it. Because usually you can never do these kind of things. Because you are not free from liking and disliking. Then, you know it. Okay, then, okay. I'll give you lots of hints, you know. Then, why the world will change completely? You know, like we think I'm watching the world, you know. But from this very contaminated eyes, polluted eyes, you know. But if you are in the dimension X, the world looks totally different. So that's why now one of my Japanese students says, you know, she's looking at nothing special, you know. Usually, you know, enlightened teachers, they usually see the flowers, you know, Then, oh, this is enlightenment, you know, Buddha, something like that. So, enlightened teachers, they love, they use a lot about flowers, you know. But just a computer, you know, computer is nothing special, right? Nothing fancy. But even MacBook Pro looks totally different. You know? Even this mic looks totally different. This very, nothing special, right? It's just mic. That's it. But if you are in the dimension X, all these things, you know? Like, then, like a Chinese Zen masters, they know this dimension X very well. Then many students ask them, what is the enlightenment, you know? They ask Chinese Zen master, you know? Then look at that tree, you know? It's some kind of oak tree, you know? Oak tree in front of the garden. That's the enlightenment, you know? Then students wonder, what? Oh, then they go to the tree and check, what is the enlightenment? Of course, if you go to the Even if you go to that tree and check the tree, of course nothing, you know. But when we are in dimension X, everything looks different. So that's why for Chinese Zen Master, in front of the Zen Master, one tree, oak tree, was there in the garden. That's why, yes, that is our enlightenment. You know? So it means when you are in the dimension X, world will change completely. You know? So, but maybe when now we are doing walking meditation, right? So when you are doing walking meditation, world looks different. Right? No? Of course, Buddha Pada, we are surrounded by perfect, beautiful nature, you know? Lots of flowers, trees, like that. So, if you walk right step, left step, breathing in, breathe out, then your crazy mind is gone. So, when your crazy mind is gone, world looks totally different. Because when you have lots of anxiety, you know, the world looks like a gray, right? But if you are free from your crazy mind, the world looks totally different. Yeah. So, you are coming back to your question. If you touch dimension X, you will know it. Why? Because the world will look completely different. Yes. Yes, yeah, of course, you know, like here Thich Nhat Hanh says, realizing the mind of love, you know. Of course, love or compassion, metta, maitri or karuna, other very characteristics of enlightened mind, you know. So, that's why we are doing compassion meditation, you know, like a stranger, even enemies. We can send compassion to them, you know. So that's why you understand, like our meditation are trying to get just a little bit of taste of with dimension X, you know, as you said, you know, dimension X is, of course, it's a compassion word. That's why if we stand in dimension X, of course it's perfect compassion. But we can practice it by compassion meditation. Then in our compassion meditation, we can just touch it. Just taste it. Like that. Even though a little bit very still weak. You know. Then mindfulness also. You know. Here, no liking and disliking. So without any liking and disliking, we can observe things. But it's because not our crazy mind, not with our monkey mind. That's why we can observe our breathing constantly. With crazy mind, monkey mind, it's impossible. Monkey mind is just jumping around like that. So that's why now you understand why we have to meditate. You know, we just try to taste dimension X. But it's just taste. But this is enough. Then little by little, we can jump into this dimension X. Yes? Yes, okay, you. No, no. It's like Buddha teaches you about like a desire, you know? Then how, why we should not have a desire? Because desire is some kind of a trick, you know? I want that. If I get it, I'll be happy. But you know it's not true, you know? If it's true, yes, if I get it, I'll become happy. Then I get it, then I'm happy. It doesn't work like that, you know? Then, as you said, this doesn't give me happiness. Oh, that's why, maybe this one, you know? Maybe that one, maybe that one. No, we can never get any satisfaction like this. This is a trick of desire, you know? Okay, I understand. Yes, but it's so fragile, you don't fragile or too short, right? So maybe you can be free from desire only for a short time, you know, only for a short time. That's why maybe in this dimension you can feel happiness just a little bit. But here, not like that. You can feel happiness. Not just for 1 second. Yes. Yes?
If you jump to dimension X, is it possible to slip back into dimension A or
of course,
change?
Of course, of course, of course. Of course. Like if you enter into dimension X in this retreat, then go back to Mumbai or Kolkata or like that, and then you stop practicing, then immediately go back home. Then maybe like your experience in Buddhapada, now it's just a dream for you, you know? Like that. So that's why. Point is, it's not like, okay, I jump it. Okay, that's finished. Not like that. But very easily go back. So that's why just taste is enough. Then we know, yes, that kind of totally new dimension exists. That's enough. Then from now, your effort is how to stay here for a long time and not come back. You know, but I'm not saying you should not go home. You know, yes, you have to go back to Mumbai or Kolkata or Tokyo or like that. But if we really understand this, now we are double structure. You know, we used to be a single structure, but now we double structure. With double structure, we can live in Mumbai, in Kolkata, in Tokyo, like that. Then, actually, we can deal with things much, much better. As I said, you know, enlightened teacher, they are so good at dealing with things, you know. Yeah. Yeah, why? Because their mind is so clear. You know, they can use their thinking mind so efficiently, you know. Like that. And so... Okay. Let's continue tomorrow. Okay. Yes, yes. What?
The element space.
Okay. No. People sometimes say five elements, you know?
Yeah.
Five elements. The fifth one is a space, you know? I think, you know, to feel our body, four elements is enough.
Okay.
Yeah, space exists, it's true, but the four elements is enough. That's why. Okay, so let's finish. If you have a question, please come to my room at 5 p.m., you know. Okay, so let's have a tea meditation.